I telephoned you on the 10th of October about potentially instructing you, but I'm still waiting to hear back from you, I'm sorry to say.
What would be your name?
Nicholasine Colleen de Gloucester.
Could I ask for the email address that you sent to us, just so I can see it in our mailbox?
Right, so I sent to info@viewchamps.ie.
Is it not going to be your mailbox that you sent it from?
That I sent it from, sorry. I misunderstood. So I sent it from Gloucester at insomnia247.nl.
Okay,
insomnia.nl. I sent one on the 10th of October with subject new query, and I sent another on the 15th of October with subject re fist food complaint 390009-10-25.
Could I just confirm that it was sent to info@bchamps.ie? BEAUCHAMPS.ie?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's in a spam folder?
Wait, bear with me just 1 minute. Would you mind if I just put you on a brief hold, please?
I'll hold. Thanks.
Thank you very much. call just to be waiting. They are in the meeting till the end of the evening. Would you mind if I would just transfer you to one of the solicitors' mailbox and leave a message and give you a call back?
Thanks a lot for trying. Before transferring me to a mailbox, maybe it might be useful just to speak between us right now first. So I appreciate then there's going to be a problem with being fully prepared and able to turn up tomorrow, but I have been summoned to give a formal statement tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Is it unlikely that you would be able to arrange a solicitor to accompany me at that time?
I wouldn't know myself, unfortunately, as I would be working here in the reception features. I wouldn't, unfortunately, have that information.
Right. Please take a note of this reference number. So I'm going to be making a formal statement concerning FISRU complaint 39009-10-25 tomorrow at 10 o'clock at FISRU. So if you can have a person sent to there at that time, that might be great. However, FISRU stated that I have to inform it of who would actually accompany me. So there might be a risk that even if you do get a person there on time, FISRU might state that I didn't actually identify this person in advance, and so that person might not be admitted in. I hope that wouldn't happen, but it might. Even if you cannot get a person there for that particular statement, you might be able to assist me at later steps in this process. So,
of course, I will transfer you over to our solicitor's mailbox now, and I will send him a quick email as well, just outlining what you just told me as well. Is that all right?
Thanks a lot. Please do.
Additional options.
Hello, I am a plaintiff in a new case. I had contacted a secretary on the 10th of October who said to send an email, but I've just been speaking to the secretary and it seems maybe those emails might have been lost in a spam folder. Unfortunately, you don't have now much notice that on Thursday the 23rd of October at 10 o'clock I will be making a formal statement, and I would like to have a lawyer accompany me. I'll be making the statement to FISRU at its premises on Abbey Street in Dublin concerning complaint 39009-10-25. You can email me by emailing Gloucester at Insomnia247 for the Netherlands, though I am actually in Ireland. I can be telephoned normally on 01-8350-646, but I shall obviously not be contactable by telephone while at FISRU and while travelling to FISRU. Nicholas Ian Colleen de Gloucester is Anandum. Thanks, goodbye.